Now look at the one with the issue of blood, Mark chapter 5. And I'm going to show you how that works. She had been sick 12 years. Verse 26, suffered. We don't even have to go further than that. Been sick and suffered. Verse 27, when she heard of Jesus. Now that's where faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing. So the first step we have is that she heard. People who don't hear will not be healed except by gift. Because you're healed by faith, and faith doesn't come without hearing. That doesn't mean you have to know everything, but you have to know something. Sometimes, in rare cases, you can get just slide somebody into neutral. Like driving your car. If you're in neutral, your car will roll. Sometimes you just, if they're not against you, and they're not against healing, and they're not against you praying for them, and they're not really with you 100%, but they're not against you, and you kind of slide them over into neutral and carry them on your faith, and that does occasionally work. But 99 times out of 100, 999 times out of 1,000, they've got to hear something. Now, we went to a major convention. All of us were going to get, we was way out of state, and we were going to get in the healing line. The you had a number. Well, the night before, we didn't get there, and so little did we know those numbers expired. So we need a new number. We were in the top. It rained that night, and we were in the top of the auditorium, and it was cold up there. The cold air was beating off the wall, and we were damp from having come through the rain. And there wasn't any faith in the four of us. First of all, children wanted to do it. They were obedient to their parent. Joe and Suzanne were not interested. And I said, no, we are going to do this. But then that's when I found out my number had expired. But it wouldn't have made any difference at all, because we weren't in faith. We were in desperation. There wasn't any faith there. We weren't even listening. We were waiting on the number. We heard the music. We stood. We sat. We heard the sermon. We said, that was good. Don't even know if we knew exactly what it was. That won't work. It didn't work. It doesn't work today. There has to be a hearing. He said the woman had heard. She had heard of Jesus. That doesn't mean she knew everything there was to know. She knew something. I'll tell you what she knew. She knew the Spirit of the Lord was upon him and anointed him. She knew, I'm going to prove to you that the anointing, that was the sermon that Jesus preached everywhere he went. That he preached, I'm anointed. And they've got to hear that in order to receive the anointing. And she'd heard that. And she said, if I touch him, that's the first clue that she'd heard that. She said, if I touch him, I'll be whole. And what she did, see, once you hear, you've got to believe what you've heard. It won't work if you just hope this works for you. You know, cross your fingers, hope this works. There's a scripture in the Old Testament where God told Amos, this is what I'm going to do. And Amos said, he was not a prophet, he was a shepherd. He said, God, if you do that, we'll be destroyed. We're not strong enough to resist that. God's a merciful Father. He said, all right, I won't do that. I'm going to do this. And he said, Lord, we will not survive. He said, we will not. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like that? I am not going to survive, or I'm going to limp through life. I'm going to be a walking headache for the next 30 days. Go back to hearing. Go back to hearing. Go back to hearing. Hear what Jesus has done. Hear it and process it and then believe it. She believed what she heard. She said, she didn't say, I might be, I could be, I hope I'll be. She said, if I touch his clothes, I shall be. Absolutely definitive. This will work. This will work. Why did she do that? Because she'd heard Spirit, Lord's upon his Spirit had anointed him. He was anointed. She knew that. Power. See, the anointing, when it comes upon a person, comes out of that person into the vessel he's laying hands on. Now, here's a mistake we very frequently make, most usually make. We're looking to the pastor or the minister to give me something, do something for me. That won't work. He doesn't have it unless God sends it. We're looking at God. How God anointed Jesus, Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus. God anointed Jesus. We look to God. The anointing comes from heaven. It comes from Almighty God. And the anointing came from God into Jesus. It comes from God into the minister that's going to lay hands on you. You've got to look to God. How God anointed. How God anointed. How God anointed. This man is just a vessel. Now, if you come to me and you say, would you give Mary this $1,000? I felt impressed of the Lord to give her $1,000. I don't want her to know where it came from, because she'll tell me not to do it. I want you to deliver it. So I'm here and I'm saying, Mary, this is $1,000 that somebody sent you. I'm not going to tell you who, because I'm true to my word. Now, you needn't thank me or look to me for $1,000. I didn't do it. I just delivered it. Somebody else gave it to me and said, give this to her. I'm just the delivery. Jesus is making a delivery. He is man and God, and he's making a Holy Ghost delivery of the power and the anointing of God. It comes from God, how God anointed. And you got to keep your eyes on God. And when you get in that line, you say, God, you've anointed this man, and this anointing comes into me. Thank you, Father. Get your mind off of the person laying hands on you. I'll tell you what happens. You can lay hands on people and nothing happens. Dr. Hagin used to always say, laying hands on a doorknob. If you read his works, you've heard him say that. I've done that. There's just nothing going on. Well, it's either they didn't hear, or they didn't really believe what they hear or heard, or they came in hope, or they're looking at this poor man who's just a vessel of God to do something that he's not capable of doing unless God sends. Let's keep our eyes on heaven. Now she said, I will be whole if I touch him. And she touched him. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. First she heard and believed, and then she said and received before she felt. She believed and received before she felt. That's the second thing we make a lot of mistakes. We're looking for, well, I don't feel any different.